Ted Talley wrote the script, and he wrote Silence of the Lambs. So I was sold on that, and I shook hands on it with Dino, which is a fatal thing to go do. Once you do that, you can't get out of it. But I trusted it would work out well, and I met Brett Ratner in New York, and he just had the huge success of Rush Hour and the second one as well. And I liked his enthusiasm. And then I heard other people were interested. Ed Norton, I think, is quite a stunning actor. And Harvey Keitel also, and Ray Fiennes, Emily Watson, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. So I thought, pretty great bunch of people, so why not? And here I am. Will Graham, the detective played by Ed Norton, is asked to go back and interview Lecter because there's another serial killer out there, and before the film starts, Lecter nearly killed Ed Norton. They were working, nearly killed Will Graham. They were working together on this case, and I tried to kill him, and so he's not too pleased at the prospect of coming to interview me. He's a little scared of me, although I'm locked behind a glass case. It's more, again, a psychological thriller. And again, like the Clarice Starling situation, I play with him, needle him, dangle him, but also help him, but also psychoanalyze him at the same time, trying to get into the depths of his denial, as they call it over here. Well, I saw him first of all in Primal Fear, and I saw some of his movies. I think he's an astonishing actor. I thought that performance in Primal Fear was quite exceptional, and I hadn't met him at that point, and then I met him up in Santa Barbara, and I met him in New York briefly. So little did I know I was going to work with him again, and when Dino De Laurentiis said that they got Ed to do this, I was really, as they say, overjoyed.
The actor says, you know, you don't just look at the forensic evidence, you have an ability to empathize, to understand, to follow the emotional line of the case. And empathy, not in the sense of sympathy, but of empathy, meaning literally the ability to understand what thrill is the killer getting out of it? What's the emotional thrill for him in the crime? And I thought it was an interesting thing to explore, the idea that this person who is simultaneously insane and full of rage and desire to do this guy harm is also the one who is offering him counsel on how to get over the wounds that he gave him, which is, it's very complicated, you know? Like, I believe, I think when Lecter is saying to Graham, I can help you have a better understanding of what happened to you and how you can get past it, you know, even though he's the one who did it to him, it's very strange. Tony's a real, he's a consummate professional, and he's a very, it's thrilling to work with someone like him, because he's not demonstrative, and he's just got impeccable taste, you know, and it's so fluid with him. It's just like, just kind of like breathing with him. He's really, really low key and very, very understated, very, very confident in his understatement, and even in a character like that. And he's intensely prepared, and it's just very, very easy in a way.